Mike, you did it.
Yes, we did. We did it. We had a lot of fun doing it, too.
The final score, you know, is on the scoreboard, but the more important one was the one that you announced, $1.2 million.
That's right. We knocked it out of the park. $1 million is our goal. We got to 1.2, so it's on all these guys. They did an unbelievable job.
11 days of hockey that you guys had to take shifts to keep continuing in order for the sake of the record, and yet in those last 2 hours, everybody's on the bench. It's like everybody just had that second wind going.
Yeah, you know what? That happened throughout the whole entire game. When it was like an afternoon game or evening game and there was a bunch of people here, these guys just had energy. The people that came to watch gave them energy, and it was a lot of fun. And it's a testament to these guys and how passionate they are about what we do. So it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
Is there this surreal feeling that it's over?
Kinda. We're taking it in right now. I'm really, really going to have fun looking back at pictures. Amy and I, I'm sure, are going to go through thousands of pictures at some point and really kind of take them in and enjoy it.
Amy, he did this for you.
Pardon me?
He did this for you.
He did, but he did it for all that have suffered from cancer and, you know, the people that we have lost. You know, it's really about finding a cure, and the world record is super incredible, but finding a cure for cancer is really why we're here, so.
I interviewed some of the guys along the way. There were some injuries, some illnesses along the way, and yet every guy that I spoke to said, I don't want to be that guy that lets everybody else down. And everybody had a story. And yet they also said, to put in perspective, you know, we may be suffering and toughing through this, but it's nothing compared to what cancer survivors have gone through.
Absolutely. I think they all were here for the right reasons, and they knew, you know, what they needed to do. And there was never anyone complaining, despite the broken noses and the stitches and, you know, the bumps and the bruises. They persevered and got us to where we needed to be, and that's day 11.
And we got to salute the families too, because to put it in perspective, you had off-ice training, you had on-ice practices, you had to ask people, you had bosses for 11 days off from work, and families had to endure all this. So there was sacrifice on their part too.
It was a huge commitment. Everybody, you know, the players, but all, you know, Amy and Sarah, in terms of the organizing everything, but the players especially, they took a lot of time, a lot of their own time. Personal time, family time, work time, and they made a commitment to do this. And at the end of the day, we knocked it out of the park. And I couldn't be happier for my teammates and everybody that was part of this.